Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on. Anyhow, I'm glad to say that I have an awesome guest today. Starting the fall season back, I got a lot of surprises for you all. And tonight, our guest is Juana Woolridge, author Juana Woolridge. And the name of her book is A Journey of Inspiration. And then on the side she has, I got Juana back. So I'm going to bring her on air right now and just see what she's been up to and how's the book journey going. And I can actually say, you guys, y'all can't beat me over the head, I read this book, and this book is the bomb. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for your introduction. I want everybody to know my name is actually spelled J-U-A-N-A. My last name is W-O-O-L-D-R-I-D-G-E. It's actually Woolridge.
Woolridge. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. Just so people can find me, and anybody can find me on Facebook. I write there every single day. I go to school for ministry leadership, and Facebook, which is interesting, is where Miss Mocha, I love that name.
Yes, thank you.
Facebook is actually where I got started. And
okay.
I want to thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Not a problem. I love the book cover. Thank you. Your picture is absolutely gorgeous, beautiful. They don't even have to read the book. They're going to buy the book just because of the cover. I'm going to tell you.
Aww,
book cover
is amazing.
But no, your picture is awesome. And we are so honored to have you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. And just kind of tell us a little bit about how you got started. Have you been writing since a child? What brought this book on? Is this your first novel?
This is my first book, and it's done very well. And I have other books in the making. I've written enough to make more books, but it's very important for this book to get the time that it needs. I've had so much feedback from people that have had this book. A lot of people that are reading it tell me they literally have kept it with them daily. Some people
okay.
say that they don't leave it at home, and I want this book to get the exposure that it needs, because since I was a child, you know, I was always very close to God. I remember praying all the way to school. I remember praying to get through with things at night when my house was crazy, and I always prayed for wisdom. The story about King Solomon getting wisdom, like, was big for me, so I prayed nightly for wisdom, and I definitely was given wisdom. And when I got on Facebook, what was interesting, because you talked about the cover of the book.
Mm-hmm.
On the cover of the book is a picture. You know, I've done I'm modeling and acting and all that. And so many are into that. But what I found on Facebook was that people benefited way more from my writing. And I started getting floods of people trying to be my friend on Facebook and floods of personal messages where people were telling me that the writing that I was doing was really helping them. And so I realized that God had called me to do it. So every day I get inspired and, you know, a word will come to me. Like last night I was honored for my writing. And I have an event tomorrow too. So I have three events right in a row. And last night I lost my train of thought. I was talking about the award. But
I do the same thing.
I lost my train of thought, but that's okay. But the writing, mm-hmm. the writing that I've been doing has really, you know, changed my life. And we're all open to. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. What I talked about last night. Last night
okay.
I talked about how pain, you know, pain is temporary. You know, and nothing really in our lives completely lasts except what we learn, you know, and how we're beautified through trials and things. And so many times we get so caught up into the way we want things to be, you know, and the
mm-hmm.
way we need, the way what our needs and our wants, that we forget that there's a greater purpose for us to be here,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we really need to learn the lesson. And so I referenced that, you know, when I was talking, because I know that so many people, you know, have a hard time even being happy daily because you wake up and you think, man, I really need this car, or you think, I really, you know, need a mate, or I need my marriage to be better, or I need a job, or I need this. And so you can let those things cause you not to live, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so my writing is geared toward helping us all, even myself, to recognize daily the gifts that we have.
Wow. That is awesome, and we really, really need that. And I think when I was, I know, when I was reading your book, I was going through something myself. So it was very, very inspiring. It kind of just takes the lift off, you know, because you stressed, you depressed, you know, consistently thinking about what you got to do and don't have the means to do it, or you can't see it physically. So, that is awesome, and
that's so true.
Amazing that you are kind of like spreading the message of, you know, inspiring others, developing a relationship with God, and kind of because he says cast your cares upon him, so it's like you have to, because if you try to carry all that stuff, which I tend to try to do, and I know better. But, you know,
yeah.
we still have our moments, even those of us who inspire others, we still go through. So that's awesome. Have you done any traveling with the, as far as the book or any out-of-state speaking engagements or anything?
You know, we're working on that right now. My circuit has been a lot in Chicago, but my blogs, my Facebook, my writing, also my internet radio show, where I have Sunday a show that's geared toward an uplifting time. I have like over 8,000 viewers worldwide for that. So I'm definitely
okay. Give us
mm-hmm.
the name of that and how we can connect with you with that. What's the name of it?
The name is The Heart of the World.
Okay.
And The Heart of the World on Blog Talk Radio. And if you looked up on Blog Talk Radio my name or The Heart of the World, or again, really connected with me on my writing page, which is my life page on Facebook. You can have it. I have a show on Tuesday that I do called The Relationship Hour, and that's geared towards relationship and help with that. And I had a lot of fun on there, you know, and every show that I have, it gives out really good helpful hints. It hit, you know, and I do a lot of research and make sure that it's really packed with good information. Then Wednesday I do a sports show, and I'm following I used to be on a Blog Talk sports show for the last year with some guys, and so I just included. Now I have my own.
Okay.
And I have some people that are with me on that. And then Sunday is the church show.
Okay. And that's what it's called, the church show?
I don't call it the church show. I call it the inspirational hour.
Oh, okay.
It's really the church show. It's really free church. You know, everybody, we all need it. And so many times people are afraid to go to church because you don't know what you're going to wear. You
right.
don't know about the whole collection plate thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, that's my issue, which, and I prayed about it. It's interesting because I thought how badly I needed a church. You know, I needed just to have a physical church. But really the message was that people needed to be able to, you know, get in touch with this program anywhere in the world that they are, and they can do it in the comfort of their own home. And so there are churches people can go to, and they can. A lot of people that do go to church will just listen to the show, or then people that aren't able to get out, you know, the house. Mm-hmm. You're so upset, you're so, you know, just in the house, you can't go out. It's a great thing to do, and you know, with Blog Talk Radio, people can always listen to the episodes anytime. So.
Yes, and I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
I love the fact that we are not just limited to, and I love real radio, but at the same time, if you miss something, you miss it.
Yeah.
You can't always go back, and then you actually have the potential to reach people all over the world because it is Internet. So I like
mm-hmm.
that idea.
Yeah.
But that is amazing. I was looking into starting like a morning show, something inspirational, because the way things are going now in
mm-hmm.
the world, and it's like things are getting really bad, people are getting killed, people need something to inspire them. They have
That's
enough
so
of,
true.
You know, being talked about and jealousy and violence and just all this crazy stuff we deal with in the streets and in church. Oh, because it's in church, too.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is. It's probably more drama in church than it is outside of church.
You never lied about that.
Yeah. And it is. It discourages people. And I still go, but I just don't get involved with the cliques. I'm not there for that. I'm specifically there for the word, for the teaching. And it definitely, when I come out of there, I feel like I can fly. So,
mm-hmm. Because God always
yeah.
shows up where two or three are gathered in God's name, He's there. And people need to remember that, because the issue with churches, people are so worried about the preachers in it that all the preachers aren't doing right. They don't all have it together, but see, God's message is still there, and you can still get a good message from somebody that's not doing right, you know? So
right.
it's like you should go anyway. People get so caught up in that. You know, and so it's very important. It's very, very important to actually listen to the message of people versus judging them.
Right. Yeah. It's
you know, that is my message here, because I think that's what gets us all down, because we're looking for hope, and
mm-hmm.
in looking for that hope, many times we actually, it's hard to get, because we look to people to be God. Only God is perfect.
Right.
A motivational speaker, your parents, they're gonna mess up. They're gonna disappoint you. So you cannot look to somebody. And also, we need to understand what real love is. Love is not somebody doing everything you want them to do. And love is not what you get out of it. Love is when you look at somebody and you look at they're ugly, they're wrong, they're big mistakes where they just really, really fall, and you love them anyway. You know, love is unselfish, and love doesn't seek its own gain. And so I think another thing that hurts us all is that we all need to learn what love is. And when you demonstrate love in your life will be fuller, because you won't expect to get. We expect that. We put love based on what we get. Like you say, I love this movie because it entertains me. You know, I love that guy because I think he's so hot, you know, and I just can't get enough of him. Or I love my parents because they do things for me. But when you can get past that and you can actually love because that's just who you are and that's how you view life every day, then you fall in love with your life and with the beauty in it, and you don't expect things to be perfect, even yourself. A lot of people have a hard time loving themselves because they expect themselves to be perfect. And the one moment that they disappoint themselves, they take love away from even their own souls. And that is something that I think is a tragedy. We all need to really work on cultivating what real love is and not what the world tells us that love is.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Now we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
Good evening, and we are back. If you just tuned in with us tonight, our guest is amazing. I absolutely love her book. Yes, I read her book. This is one of the books that I did read. I have so many books on the shelf, and authors always send me a copy, and all the time I don't get a chance to read it, but I did read this book. Very inspirational. It's called A Journey of Inspiration. I got Juana back, and her name is author Juana Wooldridge, and we are going to bring her back on air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It is so awesome to have you on the show. Tell us about any upcoming projects you have. Is there another book in store? Are you writing on something else? What are you working on right now?
Right now I am working on another book, and it's going to get a lot deeper into spiritual matters. The first book people really like because it's a good daily book, and it's deep, but it's like you can take little doses. This book's going to go a lot deeper into really helping people understand spirituality, because one thing that I think is missing is whenever you see somebody who does something well, a lot of times we tend to praise them or we tend to want to hear them speak, but really we need to learn what they learned.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I learned well in my surroundings was I learned how to get myself from point A to point B. I learned how to think better. I learned how to encourage myself. You know, it's interesting about an eagle. An eagle actually has a big head, has a heavy head and a heavy body, and has large wings. But an ego finds a way to balance that heaviness, and an ego finds a way to balance that heaviness and actually fly and glide through the sky. Also, an ego uses wind to help them fly. And so as we navigate through life, we need to learn actually how to get where we want to go. And the new book, I want to really get deep into your psyche and thinking and actions, because I think anything I know, you can know. And so I want to make information readily available.
Now, that's going to be good, because that's going to actually touch in on households. That's actually going to touch in on somebody's life, somebody's, like, what they're dealing with right now, you know.
Yes.
So that's going to be
day-to-day
awesome.
Life. Not, you know, fluff of all this, a lot of these speakers will be like, you need to think positive, you know. You need to do this. Don't tell somebody something that's full of air. You know, if you just think right, your life's going to be great. Yes, your thoughts do change your life, and I recommend everyone to work on their thinking. But sometimes things don't work out, and sometimes things aren't working out. You know, sometimes you go through difficult times. You know, it's interesting about Job. Job actually went through some difficult times that didn't change right away. So what about when you actually suffer? You know, how do you go through a situation where you're actually suffering and going through pain? And how do you learn through that and grow through that, grow through the hard times? Good and bad times are going to come. And so I like to really speak on and help people with, when you're going through something that's difficult, how do you think through it, and how do you get through it daily, and how do you find the beauty in it?
Wow, people need that. The world needs that right now, every day, every second, really, to be honest. Because you start your day out one way, and then you get to work or it's anything, road rage, kind of stuff going on.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
and you
people
may
need that.
Mind, you know, you might want to curse somebody out, and you may curse them out. And then you feel crappy, and it's like, what do you do with that energy? How do you turn that energy around?
Exactly.
And then how do you change your behaviors? You know, those things are all possible. One thing everyone needs to do is we experiment at work. For some reason, we look at ourselves and we don't realize that our brains are far more capable than a supercomputer. Now, if you needed a program on a computer, what would you do? If you needed something done on a computer, what would you do? What are options that you have? What would you do if your computer broke down? What would you do? You buy a new computer, or you get a new program, or you get somebody to help you fix it, right? Well, guess what? Your brain is far more superior than a supercomputer.
Yeah.
Our brains can do above and beyond what we only use a very small percent of our brain. So, but if you train yourself, if you have a behavior that you're doing that is not making you feel good and you don't like and it's not productive and healthy, every day you work to change it, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to struggle with it. You know, if you're an alcoholic, if you're over drinking to deal with your issues, if sex is your outlet to deal with your issues, if you're going home and cursing out your family, believe it or not, all those things are what a lot of people used to be and used to deal with. You can change any behavior. And what you have to do is work on it. You have to change your thoughts, and you have to daily work on those things. And it's not easy at first. It's like anything else. You know, if you're learning something in school, you just don't get in kindergarten, and then they're like, okay, you're done. You know, you go through grades. So you have to work hard every day and not beat yourself up when you fall back from things. Don't beat yourself up if you regress. Keep at it.
Absolutely. Listeners, if you are listening, if you missed it, please go back and listen to this interview. This is so good. This is the food that we need every single day. Now, tell our listeners how they can purchase your book, if they would like to purchase your book or contact you or find you on the social networking stuff. How can we do that?
Well, first of all, like I said, look me up on Facebook in my writing page, which is my life page, and my first name is J-U-A-N-A. My last name is W-O-O-L-B-R-I-D-G-E. And you can connect with me there. I'm also on Twitter at AskJuana. And you can also just put I Got Juana Back in the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And my book will come off on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon, and it sold hundreds of copies. And it's gotten great reviews as well.
Okay. I'm definitely going to follow you on Twitter. And we're already connected on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
And I have the book. So I know I'll be contacting you because we'll have some more events coming up for 2013, some author events. So I know definitely we'll be in contact.
Awesome.
But thank you so much for chatting with us today. And we'll be in contact. Black Writers Faith will be
awesome.
Supporting you. It's a lot of projects in store. Also, we'll be featuring you. We would like to feature you in the magazine.
I'd love that.
The first issue.
Yeah.
I'm throwing in all my guests that's been on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to be also judging Miss Black Illinois on the 24th. That's something upcoming that I'll be doing as well.
Okay. And tell us about that. It's called what now? Black Illinois?
I'm going to be judging for the Miss Black Illinois, and I know someone who's a former Miss Black Illinois, and she sent me a message, and she asked me to do it. She has a magazine, and she featured me in there as well. So I'm very excited about that because I'm very much into helping young women grow their self-esteem and looking good, however you are, and loving yourself. So that's going to be definitely a fun event. I'm excited about that.
Okay, cool. I'm going to look that up. When is that?
The 24th.
Oh, it's this month.
This month. Mm-hmm.
That's next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much for chatting with us. And we
Thank
look
for
forward
having
to having you back. We also look forward to the next book. That's going to be off the chain. I know I'm going to get it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all your support. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem. And you have a blessed and beautiful evening. And be blessed.
Thank you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, we are back. And if you missed the interview, please go back and listen to it. Our guest tonight was Juana Wooldridge. And the name of our book is A Journey of Inspiration. I have actually read this book, so I swear by it. And this book, I don't swear, but this book is awesome. It's very, very inspiring. Whatever you're going through, if you're not going through nothing and you just need some uplifting, this book definitely, definitely does that. So you can Google her at Juana Wooldridge. She's on Twitter at Ask Juana. And she's also on Facebook. So either one of those, you can definitely find this book and purchase this book. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. We have another guest coming up at 7, so I'll kind of be hanging out with you guys. You know how I talk. I can sit on here and talk all day long. But I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt alone?
Living, laughing, and loving my way through. Sharon Monet returns with a collection of poetry that will encourage you to laugh, love, and move forward in any facet of life. With each poem, Sharon Monet uses the power of love, forgiveness, and happiness to tell a tale of light after the storm. Laughing will keep you smiling, living will keep you inspired, and loving will define your self-worth, thus giving you no reason to doubt your future, but will inspire you to walk through it with joy. The newest collection of poetry entitled My Side of the Story focuses on the thoughts, feelings, emotions, life's obstacles, racial inequality, and heartbreaks which women often leave untold. These poetic stories written by Sharon Monet doses her readers with ounces of her own life, allowing others to know that she shares the feelings of being hurt, taken advantage of, loved, cared for, appreciated, and or enraged. For booking information and media inquiries, please contact prtiffany7@gmail.com or call 219-292-6266. Visit our website at www.sharonmonet.com. That's charronmonaye.com.
Can we live on a maze? high in Venice, wet. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. True. New watch alert. Few blows. All the big face Rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck, man. I adopted these niggas, still I'm drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. So your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house, count showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? Put some immigrants, build your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Day is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Thank you. breakfast when you wake, along with the candle on the cupcake that I bake, catering you with much of my life. Consider stress a mirage, you're the beat to my heart. Here's a rose with no thorn on the stem. You're the gin, you're the reason why I found 100 ways to adore you 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. It's for you. Today's a special day for you. Please don't let me like you. Today's a special day for you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a fool for love today. Honest, I'll do anything you want me to. From sunrise to sunset, on this ordinary day, you can have it all your way. That's my job. You're a heartthrob. Love the reason why God sent a you before me, so we can see what it's like, morning, noon, and night. It's for you.
I am back. I played a couple songs. I know I probably put you all to sleep. But, however, I do have another guest coming up. Yes, I need to update. I need to update my MP3s here. I know I like old school, and I'll probably bore you all. But, anyhow, it feels good to be back. We have a new season starting. And I must say that December would be our anniversary for 1 year on Blog Talk Radio. And I listen to some of the older shows. They are absolutely awesome. My team that we had at the time was awesome, awesome, awesome. We had Mario and Dee, and I don't know if you guys remember, but on some of the early shows, like our first couple shows, he would still be at work. And still delivering mail. I'm talking about in the wintertime. This was December. And he would call with his questions he had for whatever guests we had on. And it was just amazing. I really, every time I listen to those older shows, it's like, wow, really? So, but Mario and Dee have moved on. So Miss Mocha is solo right now. But it's okay. The show must go on. People go on to fulfill their visions and their dreams as well. So we definitely still support them and everything that they do. And they'll be successful, definitely. So, well, I'm working on the magazine, the Writer's Magazine. I've been posting on Facebook periodically about ads for the magazine. I am doing like a little special for $75 for a fourth page ad in the magazine. And, yes, we will have full-page ads and half-page ads. But for the first issue, I have so much information I'm trying to put in the first issue. So the first one I'm just kind of, you know, going to throw in the small ads for $75. So if you're interested, hit me up on Facebook. You can email me at blackwriterspace, that's with two S's, at gmail.com, or on Twitter as well. We are on Twitter at Black Writers Spay. So it will be the same way you spell Black Writers Space with two S's, but take the C-E off the end. And that's our following name on Twitter. Facebook, I need to update the blog so bad. What I will be adding to the blog is pay buttons. That way anyone who wants an interview, wants is interested in an ad for the magazine, If you want marketing packages, all of that will be on the blog. There'll be pay buttons on there, so when you're ready to schedule an interview, all you have to do is just press the pay button. It'll be connected to PayPal, pay for your interview, and then we'll go from there. So just trying to make things a lot easier. I do receive a lot of emails and messages on Facebook for people who are interested in either an interview or marketing packages and different things like that. So if you do need to contact me directly, you can still contact me on Facebook. But for those particular things, I do want to have a page where all you have to do is go in and just click the button, and there you go. So we're working on a magazine. Next year we will have coming up the second annual jazz and poetry event. The first one went very, very well, I must say. And so for the second annual, we were supposed to have one in September. We needed to postpone that. So we're just going to go right into the second annual jazz and poetry. It still will be in May. The first one was in May, so we're going to kind of keep that May thing going. And I'm not going to give it away, but I'm looking to still have our host that we're supposed to host it in September. I'm not going to say, but if you were paying attention and following, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But we are still looking to bring them to Chicago to host that event. Looking for a triple turnout from what we had the first time. So, and I know it can happen. Looking for a whole lot more authors, whether you're in Chicago or not. We would love to have you participate. More poetry. Those of you who are in Chicago, or if you're not in Chicago and you're interested in participating and performing at that event, hit me up, blackwriterspace with two S's at gmail.com, or hit me up on Facebook. I would definitely love to have you, because I need more. We had, I believe, two poets at the last one, and then we had authors with books, but we had a live band and all that, and a singer, and the entertainment was off the chain. But I want more poetry this time. More poetry. We'll probably do a live jazz band plus a DJ, because kind of afterwards, once, you know, you play the jazz band, then you kind of want something after that. You know, so people don't have to leave and go to the club. We can kind of have that there if we have a DJ there. The food was great. I think that was my favorite part. We had a cash bar. Just awesome, awesome, off the chain. So, yes, we're looking to do that again, definitely in May. So keep watching for the updates and advertisement, because I will be no later than December advertising that event. Just kind of putting it out there to kind of get it, you know, the awareness of it. We will be donating proceeds to literacy, and as well as the Paul Anthony Foundation. That was the plan for the show in September that was postponed. So just keep watching, keep listening. We always have something going on. I have so many authors I want to feature in this magazine that have supported us and worked with us when we first started the radio show. So I'm definitely, that's why I say so much. I'm only offering the fourth page ads for the magazine, and I'm designing it myself. Wow, so wait to see this. But it's pretty cool. I'm excited. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I put myself on the cover the first time. So after that, we will be featuring different authors, writers. You know, I don't stop with just somebody that has a book. I'm featuring my writers. Definition includes pastors, it includes songwriters, anyone who writes. So hip hop, rappers, all of that. But I'm really excited. Now, today's news. Oh, also, look for BWS News. BWS News Broadcast. I'm starting like a Black Writer Space News Broadcast, where the same thing, just like what I do on the radio show, except it'll be like live coverage at certain author events, and I'll be able to interview some authors, you know, and I think we need that. We watch the news all the time, and it's always violence, politics, weather, Oprah's new invention. So now we're going to do Black Writer Space news broadcast, and it'll be something that I think would is greatly needed. And I do, in the future, look forward to traveling. It's just not going to be Chicago. We will be traveling to different states and different events, and it's all the events all through the year. So, anyhow, getting down to the nitty-gritty. Today, we have a past guest that's coming back, and I'm so honored. I got an email. It's like, can we come back? Sure, of course. The door is always open. We have Rodney Perry back with us today. And he has some new projects going on, and I'm really pumped. I feel like I'm on a Steve Harvey show or something. Anyhow, I'm going to bring him on. He is waiting.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Rodney?
What's up, homie?
I know, right? I'm so pumped. I'm excited. What's going on?
Oh, man, a lot of great things. I shot my comedy special this year. That's coming out. I shot it earlier this year, but it'll be at the beginning of 2013. It's called Rodney Perry All the Way Live. But before you even get to that,
okay.
I just shot a TV show with Bounce TV. It's called Off the Chain. It premieres Monday, October 22nd, on Bounce TV at 9 o'clock. It's like Comic View meets Def Jam meets Rodney Perry, and it's truly off the chain.
Okay, cool. Now, I have a question, because I've been to the website, and I went to your website as well. Now, is that an internet thing, or is that going to be on regular TV?
No. This is the thing about Bounce, and it's kind of – Bounce is one, it's only 1 year old,
okay.
And Bounce TV – is in like 65 million households. It's regular TV. Not only
okay.
is it regular TV, it's not cable. It's broadcast TV. Like, you know, if you don't have cable, you get a few channels. You get ABC, NBC, CBS, right?
Right.
Well, Bounce is one of those channels you can just pull out the air.
Shut up.
And so, like, a lot of people that don't have cable, Bounce is their only African-American programming. So
okay.
It's only 1 year old. They have a great staff over there. Martin Luther King Jr. is one of the investors. Whitney Young is one of the investors. And Andrew Young, is one of the investors as well. And it's got a great heart to it. And a lot of the cable providers are starting to carry it. Like, we're in Chicago, we're in Memphis, we're in New York, we're in Atlanta. So, you know, a lot of the more densely populated urban areas, you can pick up the network very easily.
Okay, cool. That's hot. I'm going to check that out. I'm on their website, and I see they got the Cosby Kids and some of the older, I guess, old and new TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they picked up some shows from back in the day. This show that I'm doing is like one of their first forays in the original programming. And so they came to me about hosting, and you know I've been the sidekick on many situations. So to get an opportunity to be the head man is really huge.
It's time. You deserve
yes.
it.
Yes, he does.
Wow. Well, we are definitely we always support. We'll be supporting you. Period. Also, I want to feature you. I'm working on the first issue of Black Writer Space magazine. So we definitely want to do something.
Well, I'm a writer. You know, that's one of my skill sets. I mean, you know, when you think of being black and being a writer, that's something that more of us need to embrace, whether it, you are writing novels or stage plays that gives us control. When you're the writer, that immediately gives you control. The people that run television shows all used to be writers. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So you got to be willing to get out there and, you know, and stop complaining. What are we always talking about? Well, you know, ain't no job. How come they ain't hiring no black folks? Well, you're not writing it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to write the images you want out there, and then it'll find its way. You know, art makes room for itself.
Wow. Yep, that's it. So, yeah, you'll definitely I have you in the I want you on the first issue. So
consider it done, whatever you need.
We'll be in contact, yes.
I'm down
yes.
like 4 flat tires.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. See, I ain't got to call no tow truck. I call Rodney.
See that?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to definitely check out this, and I want to try to do a, I'm going to have to shoot your girl an email because I need a post. I need this posted up on my page so everybody can see this because I don't think, my people don't know about it, so I want to help spread the word about this. And I know it's going to be awesome.
We'll send you a link. We'll send you a link and all of that good stuff. And, you know, more than anything, it's all about, like, I think there's a new day coming. You know, you got to think in terms of people of color. We have been missing off television for a decade.
Yes.
You know, outside of Tyler Perry, you know, we haven't really been doing any situation comedies and no comedy shows. So now, you know, to see Ricky Smiley get a show, to see Rodney Perry get a show, that's a great indication that the times are changing. And so if you're an actor, a writer, a producer, get ready because it's almost time to go back to work.
It is. And we, we're here. Whatever you need.
Yeah.
Spread the word, whatever I need to do. If we need to do a little commercial on the radio show, we are here. We support you. Congratulations. And
keep it moving.
This not it. So I'm going to go back
to the site.
I've seen a whole bunch of stuff. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks for dropping in.
Yeah, babe. Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah.
No problem. We'll be in contact. Hey. Talk to you later.
No doubt, and for the record, I have been stalking your Facebook and Twitter, and you're pretty fly. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I love writers. I love it. So I'm getting out here.
Get it.
So,
I love it. All right, girl.
All right.
Be good.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
No doubt.
Wow, y'all heard it. Rodney Perry been stalking my page. What's up with that? Come on, man. So that's actually an honor. I love it. I love it when I have the popular people who have already been out there in the field, and then they come on the show and pretty much just support you back. And, you know, you think when you're very, well, I'm not going to say very small, but you think when you're not like the big name and the Steve Harvey show and this show and everybody knows about you worldwide, that people are not paying attention, but the truth is that they are. They're paying a lot of attention. We just don't know it. So I love it when I get compliments like that where, yeah, I've been checking you out. Yeah, you on it. You know, so that lets me know I must be doing something right because I have folks paying attention that you don't really think pay attention. So that's an honor, but definitely check out Bounce TV. I know I'm going to check it out. And you don't have to have cable to get this channel. So I don't know if you do have cable, DirecTV, or Comcast. Just check the listings and see if they offer it. But like he said, this is one of the channels, the networks you can just kind of pull out the sky. So, but his show starts October 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern time and 6 p.m. Pacific time. So depending on what time zone you're in, just kind of check it out. But I know when it comes to comedian shows, I haven't seen one of those since Comic View and Def Jam. So now this is his own thing, and he's hosting it, and that's going to be off the hook. And like he said, a lot of times you used to kind of be in the sidekick, and now this is like his time to shine. So we definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much, Rodney, for dropping through. What else? Okay, the website is bouncetv.com. And also, you can always just go straight to his website. I was on his website today checking out some things, and he has something else that he mentioned early in the interview. So you can also go to rodneyperry.com and whatever updates he has. And then you can, when you go to bouncetv.com, I'm on their website right now, they have the advertisement for the show on there as well. And they also have a preview. Oh, I didn't see that. So you can actually watch a preview. So definitely check it out, guys. Oh, yeah, this is going to be good. Oh, y'all got to go on the site and look at the preview. I'm watching it now. It's awesome. Okay. So with that being said, just kind of giving you guys a little update of, you know, this year was awesome. But coming up, 2013, I'm looking for it to be even better. Didn't make too many author events. I did get to one in Milwaukee. I missed the big one I wanted to go to. I know they had one in Atlanta. There was one in California. There was, you know, so reorganizing some things and definitely not trying to miss anything for next year. So we got, what, 3 months left in this year? So I'll probably do a little something for December. Maybe I can get our team members that were with us in December. Maybe I can do a show and we can all just chat or something. I don't know. I'm going to try to come up with something for the anniversary. I believe we started December 8th was the first show. So all the shows are still on the site. You can feel free to go back on and listen to any show. Melvin Childs, that's a very popular show that we had. I had Rashima Holmes on, the Natural Weight Loss Coach. That was an awesome show. Over 5,000 people listened to her shows. I had her on twice. So it's amazing. Feel free to go to our website. I will be getting my own domain so that you don't have to type in all that long thing. And I want it to just be bwsradio.com. But right now, the link to the radio show is Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Black Writer Space with two S's. So check it out. Support. And we're just going to keep this thing moving. I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still connecting with so many more authors. I think we're almost at, on both of my pages, because I have two pages on Facebook. One is Miss Cafe Mocha Studios, and one is Black Writer Space. And then also we're on Twitter. Now, between the two, we're almost at like 4,000 friends. And it's not the thing about getting friends on Facebook. It's the point of connecting with people, connecting with authors. There's an author out there that doesn't know about me, and I don't know about them. And I want to know. Because the book that they have is probably awesome. Everybody has a story. So, and I just absolutely naturally, I love writers. I love authors. I just love it. I love the whole concept of it. I love the response from it. I love it when I hear. Also, I want to thank the writers. I posted up, I needed volunteer writers for the magazine. And I'm still looking for volunteer writers for the magazine. But I had so many responses from that. I have people who, it hasn't even been a week, and they've already emailed me back. Here's my article. Can you look over it? Let me know if there's anything else you need me to do. I really want to thank you guys. It is so, so, so awesome to have people's support like that. So I just want to thank you and all of my volunteer writers who will be a part of what we're going to call Black Writer Space Writing Team. They will have advertisement in the magazine at no charge to them because they're offering a service that they really could be charging for. So I appreciate that. That lets me know that you have a heart for writing, and that's what counts at the end of the day. It's just amazing. I thank God for the whole project. There's so many other avenues I'm trying to work on. It's hard to do everything by yourself. And try to stay organized as well because I'm still a photographer. So I got hit with an increase of weddings this year, which I prayed for. So I can't complain about it. But I learned a lot. So next year I'm looking to I have another photographer who's going to kind of take over for me, and I'll just still be in the background. But then I can kind of focus more on Black Writer Space, doing a tour, hitting up some African-American bookstores and just kind of getting out here and doing some traveling and taking the camera. Because the live footage that I'll be getting, that's going to be hot. That's going to be so hot. I can't wait. I cannot wait to launch that. So anyhow, Like I always say, y'all know I can sit on here and talk forever, but I'm tired, sleepy. It's been a long day. I've been on the computer all day, multitasking, so I am kind of tired right now, but it feels so good to be back. I will be scheduling more radio shows. I'm probably going to go back to Monday through Friday. I know I am. I know I am. When I hit that mode and I'm like, okay, do, 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 and it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, also, I'm still in the works with the Right to Live program, which is a program, a nonprofit program I want to start fundraising for writers who are incarcerated, and they actually have books completed and poems and poetry, and they actually want to get their stuff published, and they can't, or either they don't know how to do it or they don't have the funds to do it. Black Writer Space will have another entity that will be Black Writer Space Publishing, and we've already launched that. I have my first author. She is on Facebook. Her book is amazing. Great writer. Very, very, very good writer. And so we've already done the contract. So I have my first author. We'll be publishing. So I'm excited about that as well. For those of you who missed the show, it was like a little intermission in it. But if you have a chance, you can listen to the beginning part. At 6 p.m., we had author Juana Wooldridge on, amazing writer, inspirational writer. And then at 7, we had Rodney Perry on for a hot sex. So, awesome show. All the updates. If you have any questions, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, or my direct email, blackwriterspace@gmail.com. Anyone who's interested in marketing, you can contact me at those websites or either Facebook. Or you can contact my marketing email at prtiffany7@gmail.com. So it's been a great day. It's time for me to rest my brain. And you guys be blessed. Talk to you later.
You remind me of something. I just can't think of what it is.
You remind me of my G.
Drop you off, babe.